The permission is one of the strongest elements in my work. People are so grateful to be given permission. It turns up again and again in my teaching. Been teaching a course for 20 years in memoir writing at the New School, and it's attended by women of a certain, mainly by women of a certain age, who are touchingly eager to think about how to use writing to make sense of who they are, who they once were, what heritage they came from, and they are totally immobilized because the task is so big. There's too much how to begin. And then they come to my class and they sit like, and they're bright women, accomplished women. They sit like statues on Easter Island and their faces are saying, please, unblock me, enable me to write about my life. I give them permission. So they say, but no one would be, who would be interested in my story? And I hear that again and again and again, especially from women. And I say, well, I would, you know, who would not be if you tell it, if you make an honest transaction? And permission is a recurrent. It's very hard to give yourself permission. You need someone like, I'm one of about seven people in America who's giving people permission. And it is so gratefully received. People, that's got to be a cornerstone of your work, Robert, of giving. If you can't get someone to give you permission, you got to give it to yourself.
Right. Yeah, it's. I think that's definitely right. I find a lot of people just, they feel that, and you mentioned in your article the way we were raised, how we have to get permission from authority,
yep,
you know, throughout school.
Yep.
And you know, that's why people go to college. Now I have a diploma, I can go to work. Now I have this, I can be successful.
Yes.
And it's not true. You don't have to.
Have to go to college.
Right. It really boils down to how much value are you adding to other people. If you want to talk about, in terms of the financial aspect, how much value you're adding.
Yeah.
And you know, when I read your article, that really resonated with me, because the people that I coach and the people that I come to that hate their jobs, they're just waiting for someone to tell them, hey, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in that job. You can just, you can quit. You can find another job. It's always your choice.
It is always your choice. Absolutely.